Let's get right to our feature for the evening, and that is our visit with Rue Badly. Rue Badly, the band have released now their second mixtape slash EP, we might call it. And we've heard a little bit of it, but I'm going to play a little bit more so you can hear the studio ambience, how dense they like to make their music. But for our visit in Studio C, recorded on the 17th of April, we got the duo edition of Rue Badly, and that is Wyatt Granger on vocals, guitar, and ukulele. Interestingly enough, Kendall James on the Epiphone electric guitar. These two musicians also work out in the group Eugene. Might get to hear just a little bit about Eugene, but let's start the session out with a cut from the Rue Badly mixtape slash EP, Desert Days, and a song of theirs called Through Tombstone, right here on Ear to the Ground.
My name is Rue Badly. This is the opening track of my mixtape called Desert Days, and the song's called ABQ'd. And I got my good boy, Kendall Jones,
on
guitar, hanging out with me.
Our friends until the very end of the point that you are willing to bend. Guessing what the sound was off that way, but why light fireworks during the day? Days by the mountain of days till I'm long gone. Days by the mountain of days.
This next song is called Slash and Burn. I think it's the lead single. I mean, as far as a mixtape can have a lead single. The nomenclature is just so random nowadays. But I wrote this song kind of over the period of a couple months, and it kind of came from a poem. And I kind of heard it in my head. It was one of the few times where I wrote a song where I could hear the kind of melody and the overall picture before I had any of the parts down. So... say from that what you will. Drift like dead wood, oh.
the same. No home away from storm, no place that I can call my own. No. Life grows from dead bone, leave no flesh of me. Hidden and sweating, dust to soil to me. Life grows from dead bone, leave no flesh of me. Hidden and sweating, dust to soil to breathe. Like dead willow, set my beam ablaze and grow from ashes of my soul. And sow the seeds of hope. Someday something I can call my clouds, dreaming of ways that I could break out. I misbehaved and I should have known better. Roll round your hair and smile out loud. Kiss on the hand, a face full of power. We misbehaved and we couldn't know better. Weave into your heart and leave before the star. Monsoon like I do. Falls on down, stir in your breeze, the lights will go out. I could misbehave, but I think I know better. But keep me in your heart, I don't do well apart. It's true. Call to me, I won't waste the time, 'cause all the things that set me back keep me by your side. By your side, keep me by your side, by your side.
We're taking a break from, well, what we hope will be a technically proficient performance by yours truly.
A fruitful harvest.
A fruitful harvest of songs from Rube Badly and album number 2 from Rube Badly. Or Wyatt Granger, you're calling this a mixtape?
Yeah, because it's only 6 songs, but I feel like it's not an EP. And, you know, we're in a weird age where the nomenclature kind of is deteriorating a bit.
I think that's exactly the right way to describe it.
Yeah, because EP usually stands for extended play, and I feel like this is its own kind of project. And usually I see hip-hop or kind of more electronic music. Sometimes lo-fi people do it too, describe their things as mixtapes, as mm-hmm. like little self-contained songs. And I feel like the songs on here all were recorded and all have so many different kinds of soundscapes and personalities to them that I felt like it's kind of a grab bag of whatever. So I felt like mixtape was good.
Well, when you do the happy song by your side, you said, well, it's only happy by comparison to the other
well,
songs.
And in its own way, it's not, you know, it sounds happy. I think it could be interpreted the other way.
So is this coming as a sort of signature for you as far as your songwriting? Are you just like naturally mordant?
Yeah, and that's kind of the why I named it Rube Badly was because well, first I wanted something that sounded like a name, and Boo Radley is a character in To Kill a Mockingbird
right.
that I really like a lot that kind of describes a certain human character. So I did a spoonerism on that. And then to Rue Badly, to me, when you say something like to regret something like very badly,
yeah,
it just kind of describes songwriters in general. Because I felt like, because I write all these songs, I'm normally a pretty chipper person, but it kind of just is how it comes out,
mm-hmm.
And so I thought it'd be a little tongue in cheek to be like, you know, the tortured songwriter.
Okay. Usually, when people do the spoonerisms, it doesn't work on both sides.
Right.
But yours did. Now, here's something that I noticed between this recording and the first one, which was it just a self-titled Rube Badly?
It was called We.
We.
Yeah.
Both of these records open with something that is completely dense and almost new music-y rather than any songwriter form. The first record, We, I think you had like string.
Yeah, I had quartet. A string quartet.
Mm-hmm. You had a string quartet, and it was like I was in a different headspace altogether, and then you sort of changed it by song two. Mm-hmm. You do the same thing here. Is that just a product of how you want to mess with the audience's mind, or is it something more?
Kind of. With the first one, it was more I had just come out of music school, but all the songs on the last album were songs I had written pre-music school, so they were kind of straight-laced, kind of middle of the road. But I wanted to write something that I wanted to kind of experiment around with the new things that I learned, like writing for strings and writing for different instruments. And I kind of like the idea of it's almost like an anti-overture, I guess you could describe it.
Yeah.
But
in the sense that the overture in a musical is supposed to lead you into themes picked up later.
Yeah, that you'll pick up later. I kind of think that you can find bits of everything if you did mash them together, but the things on the album are so different song by song that it's kind of hard to pin a specific attitude to it. So when I wrote the first song on here, I wanted it to be very moody and kind of have a dense, like you were saying, dense headspace kind of, because it does feel song to song. It feels a little schizophrenic kind of the way it bounces from ideas and personalities. And that is, I think, part of me because I like so many different things and it's hard to form an identity in that, you know, if you're very open to a lot of different things. So I always try and make the first thing kind of just everything if I can get my hands on it,
mm-hmm.
and then make it short and condensed kind of.
Now you were pairing with Edgar Wunder,
mm-hmm.
as the producer, and he's a new name to me. Can you tell me about, okay, so you're coming out of music school, you have sounds in your head, but how much improvisation in terms of creating the sound? Because we're talking about two different planets between what you sound like live and what what this album
sounds like on the recording. Mm-hmm.
So what was the vibe like in the studio, and how did you, because this is deep in your head, and you got to communicate with someone who has gear, but not every piece of gear in the world.
Yeah. So he's a young guy. He's 22, I think, and he's been recording by himself for a long time, and he's starting to produce people. And I can't remember where I met him, but he just came up and said, "Let's make something together." And I was like, "All right." And we recorded this whole thing in his apartment, so not a studio really at all. He soundproofed it the best he could, but it's very much a DIY thing. And he did not have like hardly any like tools that I was working with on my last album, but that kind of, I think when you put constraints on yourself, you'll tend to pull out different things. Because mm-hmm. I'm kind of an ambitious person when it comes to my personal music scope, because I have a lot of grandiose ideas, and so, like for instance, on By Your Side on the recording, for the drum part, I wanted something that was very different from a drum sound, and so what we did, I kind of told him my idea. And he looked around and found a shoebox in his apartment. And what we did was we mic'd it next to a shoebox, and I stomped on it once, because you can only stomp on a shoebox once, and it crushes. And we recorded that sound, and then he put it in the computer and slowed it down and made it lower sounding. And then we did some stomping on the floorboard and recorded that, and then an electronic, programmed bass drum. And so it sounds like whoosh. Yeah, and then I flipped the snare drum upside down, and to get a snare sound, I loosened the chain on the snare drum and did a swiping, so it sounds like, so, and it's cool, and that stuff you don't need a fancy studio for, that's something that is like, if you play, and that's something Edgar just thought of the second I described the kind of sound I was going for.
And how much of what he was doing was about slowing the sound down, and how much of it was innate to the sound you created?
I don't know if any of it was innate, because I've never heard of anyone doing that.
Oh, a little bit of a rough ending there, that conversation with Wyatt Granger. We heard Wyatt Granger and Kendall Jones of Rue Badly. This is the song we began with, only the produced version. Let me really quickly let you know that May 21st, I think that's a Tuesday, will be the next public performance of Rue Badly. Not sure whether it will be duo, trio, or a bigger ensemble. It's at the Moonlight Lounge, May 21st. You can check out Rue Badly, R-U-E Badly, on Facebook, or check out more of their music on Bandcamp. We'll leave you with some more of their music from the recently released record, Desert Days. We'll just call it a record. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next.